And if people have never heard what No Wrong Door is before, how would you describe what that means?
I would say it is something that's really developed from children's homes in the past, and it is a new way of providing support, services, a range of accommodation options from a hub. And we've got two in North Yorkshire, one in Harrogate and one in Scarborough. And it's about the culture and practice and how we work very differently with the young people that we come into contact with, to wherever we can, to keep the majority of those young people at home. And our recent evaluation showed that we were really successful in that, and that 86% of the young people that had been referred to the service actually remained within the families within North Yorkshire.
And how old are the people that make the most of No Wrong Door service?
The majority of young people are between 12 and up to 25 if needed, and that's one of the ways that we have been really innovative in the way that we've developed our services, because we know that for some really vulnerable young people, just having an artificial cut-off at 18 isn't the right thing to do for them. Some young people don't have the support and the family networks that they need to be able to thrive, so we can stick with those young people up to 25 if needed.
That's good, because on paper, as an 18-year-old, strictly speaking, you are an adult, aren't you? But there's a lot of things you don't know how to deal with when you're 18. So this is creating a support network and a family and a safe place for somebody to go to. Recently, with North Yorkshire County Council, you have had a conference to assess a lot of aspects of No Wrong Door. Tell me about that and how it went.
I will. It was on the 25th of September, and it was, a lot of colleagues joined us from within North Yorkshire, from a range of other local authorities, from the DfE, Department for Education, from the Home Office, from different charities. So we had about 120 people come to hear about what we were doing in No Wrong Door and the evaluation that had just come out in July of this year, which said that we'd substantially achieved most of the aims that we had when we set out with the model in April of 2015. And we heard from a group of academics, we heard from young people that have been in North Yorkshire in the past and they've left the care system. And then we had some awards at the end of the event for young people that are currently part of No Wrong Door. So that was really powerful and very inspirational way to end the conference.
Do you think it's important to celebrate those achievements?
Absolutely, because for some of these young people, their starting point has been, without doing them a disservice, they've had really difficult starts in life. So for some young people that have a lot of support, they can start from a much higher baseline. So for our young people to get into education, to become trainers, to support other young people, some young people that have got into the world of work and have got aspirations to have their own businesses, they're all sort of real high aspirations that we have for our young people, so they really, really should be celebrated.
And I presume from the conference, obviously, there was a lot of celebration, a lot of well done's and areas you'd done well in. Are there also areas that you still need to work on that you could do with help from either the general public or people within the council?
Yes, one of the things that we have, because we're not just a children's home, we have a range of placement options around us. We're interested to hear from other families, carers that might be interested in maybe providing supported lodging hosts for those young people that are 16 and 17 that need that sort of stepping stone into independence, or for people that might be interested to come and have relief contracts to work in our children's hubs, or to be what we call our hub community family carers, because we've got a very small number of foster families for each of the No Wrong Door hubs. And it's a specialist role. These young people have not had the easiest start, as I've already said. They often have sort of complex needs. So we need really special people to be able to try and support them. And we have a great network of support and training around that. And that includes our clinical psychologists and speech and language therapists that we have working within the hubs.
Janice, if somebody wants to find out more, if they're interested in this, or they maybe just have a couple of questions, where's the best place for them to go?
We have a website. So if I just let people know now that that's www.northyorks.gov.uk/no wrong door with no spaces, or I can be contacted on 01609 535 6695, and we can talk a bit more about it.